Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Jeff Hagee of jeffhagee.com. Jeff, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks, Gresh. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. Super excited to have you on. So what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Jeff so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Jeff has a diverse background ranging from bank manager to professional rodeo cowboy, entrepreneur, real estate investor to business coach. In 2005, he left the banking industry to co-found Kodiak Mountain Stone, which was a manufacturing company in southern Alberta that produced artificial stone veneer to be used in the building industry. As they faced a number of changes in both the Canadian and U.S. economy since 2005, they've had to pivot a few times and a lot has changed since the very beginning. But today he's running the company and he's based in Gilbert, Arizona. After many years of business experience and some encouragement from one of his business partners and CFO, Dave Olson, he decided to pursue his passion of helping other entrepreneurs as a business development coach. Jeff, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. So I wanted to kick everything off and hear a little bit more about, I know it's touched on it, your CEO story, but what led you to get started with your business?
You know, it was a lot started way back in my days as a bank manager and working with different businesses, having an entrepreneurial spirit myself. And actually my major in school was entrepreneurship. I really loved business. And, you know, as a bank manager, I got to sit down with a lot of entrepreneurs, talk about their businesses, go through what was working, what wasn't. And I absolutely loved it. And I just had the opportunity that one of my clients turned into a great mentor for me and eventually actually turned into a partner. And that's who I started Kodiak Mountain Stone with. And it's been, like you said in the introduction, we've had to pivot a number of times. We've gone through up economies, down economies, and everything in between. And I've learned a lot from it. And I've always talked with my other business partner, Dave, about the opportunities we have to share that knowledge from our experiences, from our ups and downs, and what we've learned that works and what doesn't work with other people. And he also has other clients as a CFO and introduced me to one of his clients once that had also been in a manufacturing industry and is now a very successful business coach. And it kind of just got me to the point where I decided to do some more training and do some other things and take the opportunity to start coaching people and helping them with their businesses and doing something that I really love to do.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that. I think, you know, it's crazy like how much information you start to take in when you start to think about the conversations that you had as a banking manager, and then obviously rolling up your sleeves and having the business yourself as well too. And I think that to be able to go through those experiences, to be able to, you know, have the ups and downs and still, you know, have a business and also be able to kind of get back to the community is definitely a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, it is. I've had a lot of experiences that, you know, we've figured out things that work really well that it's great to be able to share with people because it's not necessarily industry specific that we're able to help with doing things. But also at the same time, we've done things that in the moment we thought were going to be home runs and, you know, it was a strikeout. And if you can help another client avoid some of those pitfalls, you definitely want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also probably even, I think that there's a lot to be said about understanding that it is a roller coaster, understanding there will be strikeouts. So when it does happen, you don't completely like fall apart and say, you know, this is a horrible business. Sometimes you just have to do those pivots.
Absolutely. I actually used that analogy this morning. I'm also a high school basketball coach.
Oh, nice.
And last week we were really trying to help him get in shape and we did 101 up and backs. And so it was a tough practice. And I mean, during that, you know, you can imagine how much they weren't enjoying themselves. But I said to him, how many of you have told somebody that you did 101 up and backs? Mm-hmm. And every one of them raised their hands. And I said, and you were proud of it, weren't you? And you know, it was something that during the time you go through it, you might not enjoy it and it might not be a great experience, but what you learn from it and the growth you can get from it really can be an asset in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. You definitely took me back. We did suicides. I don't know if they're still around, but anytime report cards came, yes, unfortunately, I don't think they're going anywhere. But I used to always could stand because whenever report cards came out, we did no practice that next day because most of our team was on like probation. So we had to do nothing but suicides. And yes, I still brag to this day that I did those because I want credit for it as long as I live.
Absolutely.
So I know we touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to drill a little bit deeper. Could you take us through, you know, how you work with clients and some of the things that you provide?
Absolutely. So I've actually got a number of programs that I work with. You know, what I love the most is the opportunity to work the one-on-one coaching. And I do it with small business owners. I just love working with entrepreneurs. A lot of them are startups, and a lot of them have been in business for a long time. And, you know, we work a lot on customers that are looking for opportunities, or not necessarily opportunities, the need to increase their leads, increase their sales, those sort of things. But most of them don't have the funds to say, okay, I'm going to put a whole bunch of money into marketing and advertising. And we really take a deep look and dive into their business and figure out how we can do that, increase the leads, increase the transactions and conversions and all those things without increasing the cost of their marketing and advertising. And I think that's where I've been able to kind of specialize, because I've really had a lot of success in doing that without saying, okay, we're going to pour a bunch of money into whether it's click per pay, whatever it is, but working with them and not spending a bunch of money. And that's actually something that with my clients that I say, okay, let's look at this and I'll guarantee my fees. If we don't double my fees, we're going to, you know, my coaching isn't doing you justice, because if they're making the same amount or less than what the fees are, the coaching isn't working. And so we really look at that. I also, with my one-on-one clients, I have an online coaching system that I have them go through as well, which is a great tool for them, but it's also a great tool for some clients that don't want the one-on-one personal coaching, but they know they need some coaching, or they can't afford the one-on-one coaching at the time. We have a great online coaching system that we work through with that. And then something else that has been something that I've worked on the last little bit that I've found a lot of value in is I've got we call it our Inner Circle Mastermind. And, you know, right now, we've got very few, if any, in fact, I don't think any people in that mastermind group that are in the same industry. And it's so powerful what can happen when you get people from different industries talking about, you know, what the problems are I'm facing in my stone company, and how someone from a completely different industry might have an idea that I hadn't thought about that kind of launches me. And that's one of the most powerful tools we have right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I appreciate you for breaking all of that down. And I think, you know, as you kind of said, that people are at different stages or different, you know, want different levels of, I guess, touch, so to speak. So to have those different options is definitely huge. And I think that there's a lot to be said for, you know, as we kind of talked about in the very beginning, of tapping into the expertise for people from different industries and learning kind of those, learning for one, first and foremost, that you're not by yourself, because sometimes it can be lonely, but also being able to kind of tap into that expertise from, you know, people, you know, from different industries that give you different perspectives and different levels of experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even myself, I relate a story often with my stone company in 2008, when things were going sideways and, you know, being involved in the home building industry, it was rough. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at a business conference right at a moment that I was trying to figure out a few things on how we were going to pivot and do some different things. And we hadn't quite figured it out. And I was sitting at a table with a lady she owned a scrapbooking company. Mm-hmm. And she told me something that day that was something I hadn't thought of. And it was something that I was able to implement in my stone company. And I'd never thought, I would have never gone to a lady that owns a scrapbooking company to figure out something for my stone company. So there's a lot of value there.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. And I think sometimes when you have people in different industries, not to say you're stealing, but a lot of times you can borrow ideas, you can look at things in a different way, because, you know, they might be running their business in a completely way, and you can be like an innovator, or you can figure out problems or whatever, largely because you're taking something from another industry and you're putting it into yours.
Absolutely. And I mean, I can't pick off all the stories off the top of my head, but I know that's what Steve Jobs always used to say he did.
Yeah.
And he did use that word, stealing from other industries.
Okay. So yes, Steve Jobs can say it. He's done some great things.
Yeah. It works for him. So
absolutely. Absolutely. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you personally or your business, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
You know, I think it, I've already touched on it, but I really do think it's the masterminding. You know, we have our own mastermind, but I've been involved in other ones too. And it's even the networking, because when you realize that it's not all just you facing all this, that there's other people out there and they might not be in your same industry, that they can help you. And that's what one thing I've recognized as a coach is, especially people that have been in their business for a long time, often find it more difficult to reach out to someone and say, hey, you know what, I need some coaching, rather than someone that's new in it. But, you know, Tiger Woods has a coach, LeBron James has a coach, Michael Jordan had a coach, you know, coaches can, whether it's a mastermind or a one-on-one coach, they're going to see things from a different angle, different perspective. And I think there's a lot of power in the mastermind part of it, the networking part of it. And whether it's in my coaching business or in Kodiak Mountain Stone, I think that's been a huge value that I found.
Awesome. 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 So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Probably the number one thing would be my iPad, because you know, as you mentioned, we started this company in Alberta. I'm living in Arizona now. Whether it's my coaching, my stone business, or whatever, I'm all over the place, different places, different times. And that's probably the thing that I'm on the most. Whether it's with a client on a Zoom call, I can do it through my iPad. Or if it's, you know, working with a client, getting an invoice out or something like that, it's with me all the time. I can do it all the time.
Awesome. 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 So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I think I would go back and tell myself not to believe all my own lies. You know, there's so many times, especially as a younger entrepreneur, that you tell yourself there's things you can't do, that you're not qualified, you know, you don't fit that mold or whatever it might be. And I guess also that, you know, those failures are learning experiences. They're not so bad. They're going to hurt, but there's going to be a time in the future that they're going to be helping you.
Now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Jeff, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO to me, that's, you're a powerful creator, that you are there to create things within your business, whether it's, and that's going to be a wide range of things, from a product or service to a atmosphere to, you know, all the different things that you need within your team and within your business. You need to put your own power behind that, and you can create those things.
Awesome. 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 Well, Jeff, truly appreciate all the, you know, awesome insight that you gave us. Appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you, get in contact, find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
Sure. Thanks, Gresh. Instagram is probably my most active social media, and it's actually Entrepreneur Next Door. But on there. It's Jeff Hagee as well, so you can search any of them. My email address is jeff@jeffhagee.com. It's JeffHeggie. So jeff@jeffhagee.com. And if you go to jeffhagee.com and in the search bar, just type CEO and you'll see I am CEO. Click on that and it'll have links to all my Inner Circle Mastermind, my coaching programs. I got some free eBooks on there. Got a number of things, the one-on-one coaching, but I've put all the links together on there and just go to jeffhegie.com and CEO in the search bar.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much again, Jeff. We will also have the links and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But thank you for providing that easy button so that we can access all the information and the goodies that we need and we want as well. So definitely appreciate you again. Appreciate all the awesome things you're doing. And I'm sure the kids appreciate you not doing suicides as well. So definitely take it easy on them. But I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.